This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Spencer from Sumner is. Spencer, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Spencer?
Now, Spencer. Don't get Spencer's name wrong. We met him yesterday at the fair.
Oh, right on, dude. Good to see you again.
He said his favorite food was the pizza.
The pizza, that's right.
Yes, he was with his adorable little child, and now it sounds like he's like in a river or something.
Wind tunnel.
Spencer, are you in a tunnel? Is your window down?
I'm going by.
Oh, okay, there we go.
Much better.
All right.
Did you ride any rides while there?
No, we did some games, though.
Did you win anything?
Oh, yeah. We spent about $100 on 7 plushies, so we got a good deal.
That sounds like a good deal, actually, at the fair.
It does, considering I spent 20 for my baby bottle. So, all right, I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
All right, see ya.
For those playing at home, Spencer has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Def Leppard has the hit song Pour Some What on Me?
Sugar.
Yeah. Being his 4th time winning this award, what game show host recently won an Emmy?
Drew Carey?
No.
Pat Sajak.
Correct. Who is the starting quarterback for the New York Jets?
Brady.
No.
Lincoln.
No.
Taylor Swift.
I wish. Who plays the title character in the 2023 movie The Flash?
The Flash.
No.
You can Barry.
Pass. No.
Pass.
How many U.S. states begin with the letter I?
2.
No.
3.
No.
1?
No! According to Google, the Washington State muffin is what kind?
The best.
What?
The best?
The best? No.
Apple?
No.
Spencer,
it's a very basic, basic muffin.
I don't know. What's that like first guy got me. The margarita guy or whatever the heck his name was. Feel the confidence.
The what? Okay. Well, you know, Spencer, you dropped a deuce. That's as good as Taryn did the
that
first
is.
Time she played.
Yep. So we're the same, Spencer.
Hey.
Yeah.
At least we got something going there.
I don't know if you should be so excited because she did lose. But, you know, Steve could be off his game. He could be still recovering from the fair.
The fair wiped me out. I ain't gonna lie.
That's my excuse. I slept 2 hours last night.
Oh, so boy.
That's what I'm going with.
Wow.
Did you stick around for the Theory of a Dead Man concert?
I heard him practicing and kind of left.
That's what we did. They're like, oh, heard the sound check. Okay, that's good enough.
Steve, are you ready?
Ah, yes.
Def Leppard has the hit song Pour Some What on Me.
Sugar.
Yeah, yeah. Being his fourth time winning this award, what game show host recently won an Emmy?
Ooh, I'm going to go Drew Carey?
No.
Pat Sajak.
Correct. Who is the starting quarterback for the New York Jets?
That'd be Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
I don't know
who
why
plays
I do like
the title character
voice.
In the 2023 movie The Flash?
Who played the title character?
Mm-hmm.
Was that Ezra Miller?
What? Yes, it was.
Yes.
How many U.S. states begin with the letter I?
Three.
No.
Two.
No.
Five.
No.
Four.
Yep.
Damn.
According to Google, the Washington State muffin is what kind?
If it's not blueberry, I don't want to even talk about it. Blueberry. So,
yes, it is.
Nice.
Veterans Day is celebrated in what month?
Oh, crap. September?
No.
October?
No.
August?
No. Michael John Douglas is better known as what Beetlejuice actor?
Wednesday?
No.
No. Miranda?
No. Wow.
Oh, thank you, Steve. Thank God.
Yeah, Steve, that wasn't great. But you did get five correct, which is somehow way better than Spencer. 5-2.
Spencer, my man.
Not be a bragger. Come on.
Sorry, Spencer.
We'll drown our sorrows in some fair scones.
Oh, that was disappointing all across the board.
Time I won. That's all that matters, right? I'm the man.
I'm bad. I'm so bad. I should be the dungeon. I'm the man.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow is right. Okay. How many U.S. states begin with I? You finally got
four.
It. There was four.
Duh.
Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, and Iowa, if anyone wants to know. Blueberry is the Washington State muffin, which you seemed very excited about.
Well, there's not another muffin out there, if you ask me.
Oh, my God. What about a poppy seed?
Or a double chocolate chunk?
Ugh to both.
I would take both of those over a blueberry.
Same.
Ugh.
Veterans Day.
Danny, are you what kind of muffin do you like?
Blueberry.
Ew.
My man. The only kind there is.
Of course he's going to say whatever you said.
No, he's not. He has a man with his own mind and own opinions.
Okay, you literally stuttered saying that because you know it's a lie. He is a man with opinions. Veterans Day.
November 11th.
Yes.
Every year.
You said September, October.
Every year.
And then went
Thanks,
the
Mom.
Other way. Maybe this question was a little confusing, but Michael John Douglas is better known as what Beetlejuice actor?
Michael Keaton.
There we go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Isn't he changing his name?
Yes, that's why I thought of this question. He wants to go by Michael John Douglas now instead
really?
Of Michael Keaton. Yes.
After all these years.
Why? I don't know. It seems unnecessary. And Michael John Douglas, it's not like that's a really cool name. Right?
I mean, Michael Keaton does sound more dope.
Thank you. Well, congratulations, Steve. It was a very sad performance, but you won.
And that's all that matters.
We'll
look back on it in a couple of months. We won't remember why I won this game. We'll just remember that I won this game.
Of course.
Yes.
KISW presents the Halloween Hullabaloo on October 13th at the Showwear Center in Kent with Godsmack and Hailstorm. And if you would like to score VIP tickets to that show, you can donate blood this Friday, the 13th, at the Showwear Center with Bloodworks Northwest. Anybody that enters will be entered to win a pair of VIP tickets to the show, and you can get signed up at KISW.com. Now, Rockaholics, we need your help again this morning. We need for you to call in to help us settle another debate. 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call now and help us with an argument we have been having for quite some time on the Daily Mix Show. 206-803-ROCK. Your calls after the Clash.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Tonight is the debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. 6 p.m. You can catch that on all of the major networks. And over the past 9 months of doing this show, we have had some pretty serious debates to the point where we need to let America decide, or the Rockaholics.
And by serious, we mean stupid. Just throwing it out there.
So we're going to debate one of our biggest issues on this show, and then you have to choose which side you are going with.
Okay.
Earlier, we had a debate, pickles. Do you go dill or do you go sweet? It's sweet, and dill was the winner.
The election was rigged.
Oh, not true. Not
yes.
true at all. So this time, it is one of the hottest topics on this show. Feet washing in the shower. Yes or no? We will spin the wheel to pick who will debate.
Are we ready to spin the wheel?
Ready.
Okay, so which one are we going first? Is it pro
Pro.
Pro feet
pro
washing.
Feet washing.
Okay, let's see who it's going to be. Which member of the show? Okay, good. Pass my name. It's turn, and it looks like it is landing on Sarah.
That's my girl.
Let's go.
Oh, so you want to debate this?
I have been waiting months for this.
You didn't even have to plan months ago.
Plans for me to debate something that I'm very passionate about.
Oh boy! Well, who's going to be the poor soul that has to take you on? So this is now the person that's going to be debating on the side of not scrubbing your feet in the shower and just letting the water do its job. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be leading the witnesses.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Spin the wheel, Danny. Pass Tyron's name. Pass Sarah. Pass Mark. It is. Oh, Danny V.
I thank you for this privilege and this pleasure. I am here with you today.
So it's Sarah debating for washing the feet. Danny debating not scrubbing feet in the shower.
Yes. So let's begin with, let's go with Sarah first.
Okay. So each debater has 30 seconds. We've been very loose with our clocks, but we'll try and be better about it this go around. Okay. So you have 30 seconds starting now.
Good morning, everyone out there. I am a feet washer. I just need everyone to know that the soles of your feet have the most sweat glands out of your entire body. Therefore, they sweat the most, get the most gnarly, and are in need of being washed the most. Not just the top, but the top, the bottom, and in between each of your nasty toes. And no, the soapy water running down your feet is not enough. Even if you're not into people sucking on your toes, you want to be ready for anything at all times. I've had people slide into my DMs saying they had athlete's foot their entire life, but started washing their feet and now
they don't. Your time is up, ma'am. Your time is up.
Even my husband says, I'm not the most put together dude, but I even wash my feet.
That's right.
If he can do it, you can
too. Please, for all the Rockaholics on hold right now, disregard the last 15 seconds of what she just said.
Wash your feet, people.
All right, are we ready for Danny?
Danny, it's your turn. You have 30 seconds on the clock to debate why you do not wash your feet in the shower.
Okay, I'm going
to
go ahead and stand up. I need to get ready.
All right, turn your headphones up, too.
Okay, are you ready?
Let's go. And begin.
My fellow Americans and reasonable people, I speak directly to you today. Feet do not need to be washed. Do not listen to the rhetoric of bitches who tell you differently. Yeah. You know this in your mind and your heart, and you know that the body wash that is so clean drips down and washes your feet perfectly. The little ridges on the bottom of your shower give it the perfect little scrubby scrub that it needs. Unless you are a gross person who wears flip-flop or a bitch, or as opposed to actual shoes, there is no reason to need to wash your feet. I thank you for your time.
Bitch. Time is up.
No bitch. Time. To wash.
Bitch.
Wow. All right, now we got to take it to the Rockaholics. Help us settle this debate once and for all. Ray on I-5, do you wash your feet in the shower or do you not wash your feet in the shower?
Well, no, he has to just said who won the debate.
Or who won the debate?
Who won the debate? Hold on. Taryn, I feel like you are trying to lead the Americans.
Let's do it, Taryn.
Who won the debate
about the
feet washing, in your humble opinion, Ray on I-5?
Sarah!
Oh! I think we have to take that vote with a grain of salt because of how Taryn set it up.
We're still taking it, though.
Matthew from Woodinville. Who won the debate on whether or not to wash your feet in the shower?
Danny. Danny did not. No, he didn't win. Danny forgot to mention between the toes. Based on that, Sarah wins.
Danny, you forgot something so important. All right, now I guess just for funsies, let's just see if somebody did pick Danny. Or will it be a landslide?
Brad from Port Orchard. Who won the debate on feet washing?
Sarah.
No! My boy!
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry, Brad. You chose right.
I know that the debate has been settled, but guys, gals, think about this. Your feet get so dirty during the day. Germs.
What kind of moderator are you?
Germs and bacteria, and then you put those feet in your bed with you? Now your bed's
it's not like we put bags on our feet when we're in the shower so they don't get clean at all. There's soap, there's water, it's handling it.
It's not handling anything.
I like, you know
the
what?
Bottom,
no,
I was the between say the toes?
Weird. I was like, I'd like to be in the shower and watch how you wash your body.
Ooh,
that sounds weird to say.
That
I know.
Does sound very weird.
It does. But I want to see if you get every single part of your body.
All in the crevices.
Because there's parts in your hands can't reach. So what do you do in that situation? Do you bring somebody in to scrub it?
I literally can reach all parts of my body.
Every part of your body?
Every part of my body.
She's very flexible.
I don't believe this is true. That's impressive if it's true.
Where can't you reach?
I don't know.
Middle of my back.
There's like this little gap on my back that I can't touch. And I just assume that the water and the soap that falls down on it is going to do its job.
I agree with you.
That part of your back is probably gnarly.
Smell it.
Oh, no, thank you. No. Keep your shirt on.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the Seahawks won their season opener on Sunday, and Hawks fans are feeling pretty good this week after that game. But, of course, some have to rain on that parade. So we're going to have to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Our Seattle Seahawks won their first game of the season with a score of 26-20. And there is a graphic being shared around online that states how Coach Mike McDonald has a 100% winning percentage.
Have you seen the graphic?
It's of course.
The big 100%. It's funny.
It's great.
Obviously, people are having a good time at this. And I mean, it's like when somebody hits a home run in the first game and they're like, this guy's on pace for 162 home runs.
Oh, yeah. So most people did get the joke, but some seem to believe that it was a serious post. So we have to go straight to the comments.
We sent a few of those comments and a few of those posts to our production director, Jason, and said, hey, help us illustrate just how crazy people get on social media, how stupid they get, and reenact them however you'd like. And he did just that. Are you ready for the first comment about someone being unhappy with this post?
Let's go, Hawks.
All right, let's go, Hawks.
And this is why I hate the Seahawks and their fans. Making a big deal out of one win.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're making a fun deal out of one win.
Have some fun in your life.
That's not possible on social media or in sports.
Go outside and touch grass.
I don't think they do that.
This is in 2013. You didn't just beat the 2013 Broncos. It's 2024. The Broncos are a team, and so are the Seahawks. Hashtag newsflash.
I don't know. Bo Nix, I think, is better than Peyton Manning. Right now.
Yes.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Oh, God. I love these keyboard analysts. They're so good.
It's like, you want to just, like, knock on their door and be like, do you not know how to have fun? Are you just, does the joke always escape you? Like, how are you at parties? Do people have to always tell you what I'm about to say is a joke, just so that you know, so you don't freak the F out?
This is so disrespectful to the legacy of Pete Carroll. You just lost a fan.
Guess who gave that post a laughing emoji? Pete Carroll.
And Linkin Park.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's Pete Carroll's replacing Chester Bennington. I don't know if you know. You're no longer the fan, a fan, because they're celebrating. Even if this was a legit post, and it was just a silly, goofy post. But even if it was like they're like really like excited or going over the top about Mike McDonald, don't you want your team to be excited about their new coach? Or
yeah.
Do you want them to be like, man, not as good as Pete, but all right, good win, guys.
Yeah.
It's just so stupid.
The fact that there is even one person that thought this was a serious post is mind-blowing to me. How stupid can you be?
Well, we're learning on social media, pretty stupid.
I mean, please don't give Hawks fans a bad name like that.
That's too late. We got one more post about Mike McDonald and the Seahawks. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Mm-mm-mm. Seahawks are 1-0 and Marshawn Lynch gets up behind our new coach and passionately rubs his neck. Mm. Keep it up, beast mode.
Yeah. Did you see Mike McDonald was asked again about Marshawn Lynch yesterday? I don't know if you watched the press conference yesterday. I did. I'm really enjoying his press conferences, his interviews. He just seems like a fun-loving guy. I mean, who knows how he's going to be if they start losing. I don't know if he's going to be an angry guy, but like, he just seems like he has a good personality, a good head on his shoulders as far as a coach. And he talked again about Marshawn Lynch yesterday and the fact that he finally watched the video of Marshawn rubbing him down. It sounds weird saying, giving him a neck rub. And here's weirder. Coach McDonald talking about it. Yeah, even weirder. If it plays, of course it won't.
So after I blacked out, then I went back and watched it. I was like, oh, that's, I didn't remember that. Yeah, it was funny. I mean, it was a cool moment. It was an awesome moment. It was really, I mean, it was special. Just like I said, Marshawn, I mean, he's embedded in this organization and he plays the way that we want to play, point blank. So, you know, how many massages we'll welcome moving forward, I don't know, but hopefully it means we're playing good on defense, I guess.
I mean, it's only crazy if it doesn't work, right? Obviously it worked. That was the ticket.
I did see someone post on social media, it's a good question, like, what other player can get away with that?
Oh my God.
Like, I don't think Matt Hasselbeck could get up behind him and just start rubbing his neck, and I think McDonald would be like, dude, what the hell are you doing? But it was like that moment where he turned around, he's like, who's doing this? And then he saw his beast mode with that big smile, and he's just like, all right, I guess it's number 24, go ahead, keep rubbing.
Get in there, fella. Yesterday was Ryan Seacrest's debut as the host of Wheel of Fortune. How did it go? Apparently it pissed off one member of the show. We're going to tell you what's trending after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes, the Daily Mix Show.
As you get your day started and you sift through the world of pop culture, everything that's going on in the world can be a little much. So we're here to break it down for you and tell you what's trending.
Trending on the Daily Mix Show.
Last night, Ryan Seacrest debuted as the new host of Wheel of Fortune, and he gave a speech before the first category.
Hosting Wheel of Fortune is a dream job. I've been a fan of this show since I was a kid watching it in Atlanta with my family, and I know how special it is that Wheel has been in your living rooms for the past 40 years. And I'm just so grateful to be invited in. I also know I've got some very big shoes to fill. So, let's play Wheel of Fortune. Grab those devices. Time for the first toss-up. The category is showbiz, and Vanna, we are going.
It'd be great if the answer, I don't know, I didn't watch it, but if the answer to the puzzle was Pat Sajak.
Oh.
That would have been a nice tribute to him, right?
For sure. Well, one member of this show was upset about Seacrest. Was it you, Steve Miggs?
No.
Danny?
I don't care.
Sarah?
I don't want to really talk about it. Yes, I'm still so upset about it.
What about?
I literally set an alarm for 6:50 p.m. because I know Wheel of Fortune is on at 7.
Okay.
So I switched it to Channel 4 because I know it's on Channel 4 because I love me some Wheel of Fortune. And guess what was on instead?
Your eyes are getting watering right now.
The 49ers and the Jets. So I turn to my husband and I'm like, this game's almost over, right? It'll be over in 10 minutes. He's like, no, it's not going to be over for a while.
Not until like 8-ish.
So then I Google it. And then it says, okay, you can watch it at 9. I stayed up till 9 o'clock
to watch Ryan Seacrest.
Yes, and guess what it was? It was an old ass episode with Pat Sajak.
Wait, so on the West Coast, did anybody get to see it?
I don't know. At that point, I gave up. I was like, I'm not going to wait any longer to try to see Ryan.
I don't know what happened in that situation, but that is a massive fail. Like, I mean, I don't care. I think it's kind of funny that you're that upset about it. But there are people who are probably really fired up and excited and anticipating the Wheel of Fortune episode, and there's no way to watch it.
They did it, like, they literally premiered it, like, the worst day you could.
Oh, how did they screw that up?
Taryn.
Do not. Don't tell me something.
No, let me just put this. She was cursing at me this morning when I asked her what she thought of it. She was screaming in the studio at me, cursing, yelling at me because I brought up Wheel of Fortune. I don't think you understand how angry this woman is at Ryan Seacrest and the Wheel of
Fortune.
Ryan's
fault. Blame Brock Purdy. Should have finished the game quicker.
That's what I'm saying.
Is there any way to watch the episode on the website?
I have no idea. But you know what? I have an alarm set for tonight, so we're going to try again, you guys.
I didn't see anybody complain about it on social media, but that seems like a massive screw-up. Not screw-up, but bad timing to have the big debut of Ryan Seacrest on the same day that you're having an NFL football game, which, of course, that's the priority over, Wheel of Fortune is game but Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
I just want to say probably all the old people and me were pissed about it.
Well, you should have asked all those old people that were at the Washington State Fair yesterday, because I think all the old people were there yesterday.
They were.
Including us. Hey, I don't know if you heard the news, but real bummer news for those that are fans of, like, you know, lots of iconic films. James Earl Jones, who was the voice of Darth Vader and a bunch of other characters as well, sadly passed away at his home in upstate New York. 93 years old. Definitely lived a long life. If you don't know his voice, I don't know where the hell you've been in your entire life, because it's an iconic voice. In fact, here he is as Darth Vader in the original Star Wars films.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No, I am the father.
And he also then voiced, was it Mufasa, Simba's dad, in The Lion King.
Look inside yourself, Simba. You are more than what you have become. You must take your place in the circle of life.
How can I go back? I'm not who I used to be.
Remember who you are.
It's weird hearing them back to back, because it sounds like Darth Vader is like the dad of Simba in this situation.
It really is.
I mean, I know it's like, because that's just his voice, but it's weird hearing them back to back.
Simba, I am your father.
And I don't know if you know this, but he overcame stuttering in order to become a voice actor.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
I think that's amazing. Like, look at where his career has gone. And I'm sure a lot of people thought he was nuts, that he would be like a guy that, I mean, I battle that sometimes still to this day. But I remember family members being like, "What? You're not going to be able to do radio because of all the stuff that I had to deal with." And just like him, granted, he had a lot better of a career, but proving him wrong.
In the words of Bruno Mars, don't believe me, just watch.
Oh, I was going to say, in the words
of... Was that
of,
good, Sarah?
That was so good. Don't believe me, just watch.
I'm more of a, in the words of, Shawn Michaels and Triple H, suck it. But, you know, both work.
They both work, that is for sure. Rockaholics, we would love to find someone to take down Steve Miggs. He has a record of 255 wins, 74 losses, and 45 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Beat Miggs at 850.
The Daily Miggs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.